We are 7 lines down from the top on Samach Beis Amid Beis. Iboilhu, they ask the following question. Sachru listam yena mahu. If the idolater hires a Jew to work with him with his stam yenam, to move the stam yenam vessels from place to place, what's the halacha? Mi amrinan, do we say kivan di isura chamor kidiyayin nesach scharo namiyas, or do we say, since the halacha with regards to stam yenam is just as strict with regards to yayin nesach, that they're both asur b'hana, therefore we'll say, just like in our Mishnah, if the Jew was hired to move yayin nesach, his schar is asur, so too stam yenam is going to have the same status, and therefore he won't be able to, the schar will be asur as well. Odomar, perhaps we can say, hoel v'tuma so kill, af scharu namikil. However, maybe we can say that even though it's true that stam yenam is asur b'hana, just like yayin nesach, there is an element of leniency with it, and that's with regards to tuma. Tuma's yayin nesach is avi avos atuma. It's metame with a kazayas, and it's metame bimaga and bimasa. It's a very strict level. It's like touching a corpse. But stam yenam, the yayin is only tame tumas mashkin, and therefore has to be only by revias. So with regards to the laws of tuma, it's more lenient. So maybe we can say that when it comes to getting payment, getting schar for stam yenam, we won't be as strict as yayin nesach, and therefore you would be able to keep the money. So how do we paskin? The tashma, so come here, a proof. The proof is going to be from a story. Dahu gavra da'agar arbe l'stam yenam. There was a Jew who rented his boat to an idolater for stam yenam. Yehobe le'chiti ba'agra, as a reward. He didn't pay him, he was a barter, he didn't pay him cash, he paid him in wheat. Asa l'kami derav chista, amr le zil klinu, v'kavrinu bei b'kivri. Says Rav Chista, go burn it and bury it in the cemetery. In other words, that it's going to be usur b'hana'a, and you can't get the... So just like over here, you can't get benefit from the wheat, so too in our case, if you are hired by the idolater for the stam yenam, you would not be allowed to keep the money. So now the Gemara asks just a procedure question, which is as follows. Why did Rav Chista specifically say, burn it and bury it in the cemetery? V'lemele badrinu? Why didn't he just say, scatter the wheat? Shouldn't that be enough? So the Gemara answers, asubhu lidetakala. No, there'd be a concern that if you just scattered the wheat, someone might see the wheat hanging around and not realize that it's asur b'hana, and they'll take it for themselves. So then the Gemara asks, v'liklinhu v'libadrinu. So then, why didn't he simply say, burn it and scatter it? Why did he specifically say, burn it and bury it in the cemetery? Just burn it and scatter it. So the Gemara answers, dilma mezabli buhu. They may end up getting benefit from it because they're using it as fertilizer. If you're not in a cemetery, if it's out in the open field, people can use it as fertilizer. Tosos asks, what do you mean? We paskin like Rav Yossi, who says, zev zegore mutter, that when two different items are coming to cause another issue to be realized, it's mutter. So here you have zev zegore, one you have the wheat, and the other, which is asur, and you have the soil, which is mutter. So zev zegorim is mutter. So he says that we want to be machmer l'chadchila. Rav Chisda is machmer l'chadchila for the Rabbanan Shita, which is that zev zegorim is asur. Okay. The Gemara then asks, v'likbrinhu be'enayu. Why didn't you just bury it as is? Why do you need to scatter the ashes? Milo, meaning scatter it after it, bury it. Why bury it? Why not bury it the way it is, as opposed to first burning it and then burying it? Milo tanan echad evan sheniskal ba veechad eit shenitla ala veechad saif shenerag ba veechad sura shenechanak bo kulam nikbarim imo. We're told that whenever it comes to capital punishment, all the items that were used to administer the capital punishment are buried as is. So why do we have to burn the wheat, just bury it as is? The Gemara answers, there's a difference between the two cases. Technically, you're right, but hasam tekakavri bebeidina mucha milsa daharuge beis deninu. Over there, The items that were used to administer capital punishment are buried in a special cemetery for the Beis Din. So everyone knows what those items are, and no one's going to touch it. So here, no one, it's not going to be buried in the Beis Din's cemetery. Therefore, it's not known. And if it's just buried the way that it is, presumably people might dig it up and use it. Tosfos does ask the one proposition which wasn't addressed is as follows. Why not say burn it and then scatter it in the cemetery? That question wasn't asked. Burn it and scatter it in the cemetery as opposed to burn it and bury it. So forget burying it, just burn it and scatter it in the cemetery. Why wouldn't that not be an issue either? So Tosfos says that there are some cemeteries which would make it Asr Behana, but this particular case is a cemetery which is not Asr Behana, and therefore if it's placed in a cemetery which is just considered Karka Olam, it's not Asr Behana, then we would be concerned that people would go in there and use the fertilizer and get benefit from it. Again, based on the Zev Zegorim Asr approach. So it turns out, ultimately, that Sachar L'Stam Yenam is just as stringent as Sachar L'Yayin Esach, and it's going to be Asr B'Hana. Tosfos does ask one other important question, which is as follows. How can we compare the case of the Jew renting out his boat to our case of a worker who is hired for Stam Yenam? We know before the idea that with a poel, his wages aren't that high, and therefore the rabbis oftentimes weren't going to penalize him, as opposed to with a boat, it's nafish agre, the benefit, the reward is much greater. So how can you even compare the two? The Sotosis explains that renting out the boats for to pass over a small little river is not a large salary. It's a small salary, and therefore the parallel question to using that case as a precedent to infer to or to solve our question is an appropriate parallel.